everybody. I can see you all in the chat. Let me go right back to the top. Jonathan was first, as ever, as ever. So we've got hello, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. Another Paul? No, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Oh, Easter. Yes. Happy Easter to everybody. Middle of Pesach, Johnny. Have you had lots of Easter eggs? No, not a one. Not a one. No, but I have got hand cream, which I'm about to package up for Rachel. So that's all that matters. Didn't go well last night with the booking of a slot. Gross failure again. Three nights on the run. Mine didn't fare any better, so that was all okay. How is everybody else? Hello, Simon. Here at the start of the show, you are indeed Simon. Special prize for you. Has Mike got plenty of chocolate? Has Mike had plenty of chocolate? Quite a bit, Jonathan. Not an egg. I've just realised he's waltzed off with his Toblerone. He is actually going live on the other radio station at the moment. It's news time. Lola's outside. She's had a ball. But the chocolate's disappeared. Oh. Now, that could be in relation to the fact that we're attempting to tidy up the office. We've been out twice in the last 5 weeks, but it was on the 6th of March and the 15th of March. Other than that, I've not been out since February. And of course, stuff comes in and you don't quite deal with it. We actually dragged upstairs today 8 Amazon orders and dealt with the whole lot. We left them there because we weren't at all sure what the protocol is with cardboard. Apparently, virus doesn't live as much on cardboard as it does plastic. So, but we were concerned enough anyway. So we washed all the boxes when they arrived and then left them there. And today we opened them all. So yes, he's had more than enough chocolate, let's say that. He'll be joining us at probably about 10 past. You can ask him then. Why chocolate eggs at Easter, by the way? That's a good point. I'm guessing the egg part of it is renewal. But chocolate, well, because. Let's try the history of Easter eggs. Let's have a look. Easter traditions. I've never quite understood the Easter bunny myself, but that could just be me. Let's have a look. Oh, Easter eggs, also called Paschal eggs, which sounds like Pesach. Sometimes decorated, left of gifts, blah, blah, blah. Let's have a look. Oh, they used to use dyed and painted chicken eggs, but the modern custom is to substitute chocolate ones, wrapped in foil and hand-carved. Hand-carved wooden eggs or plastic eggs filled with confectionery, such as chocolate. Here you go. For Christianity, the Easter egg symbolises the empty tomb of Jesus from which Jesus was resurrected. In addition, one ancient tradition was the staining of Easter eggs with the colour red in memory of the blood of Christ. There's the logic. Far more likely, Cadbury's jumped on the bandwagon, though, I feel. Chocolate, because it's super delicious. Mike does have... He might not share this with you, but I will. Mike does have some dairy milk, which is one of his favourites. Now, you see, when I used to eat chocolate, which was gave it up 11 years ago, it was Galaxy for me. But a lot of people say that's not real chocolate. A lot of people say it has to be proper dark, strong stuff, which I never used to eat. That's not mine at all. Not for me. Coca-Cola got Christmas with Santa. Yeah, I heard that. It's like, whoa. I love Christmas. Easter, I must admit, not overly bothered, which is just as well, seeing as though we're on lockdown. The weather's been oppressively warm here again today. I am unhappy to report. But we've just had rain. Have you had rain, Jonathan? Poor Lola. It was, shall we go out, shall we not go out, shall we play in the garden? And she stood there doing the potty dance. Saw it was raining and then decided she didn't need to go at all. That's Lola. She doesn't like rain. Bit of a princess. Does not like rain. So Jonathan's had it cold and rain. No, we've had it really warm. Muggy, horrible, oppressively warm, and just rain about an hour ago. Now it's just warm, sticky, yucky, and quite dark and overcast, to be honest. So what have we been doing? Last night we went into the music show. Had Kim with us. It was fabulous. Yesterday was a bit tricky to put on a by request show on a Christian radio station because it was, but I'll be at Mass at 8 o'clock. And I thought, yes, of course you will. Half of these people don't go to the Vigil Mass full stop. I'll apprise you of why. The Vigil Mass on Easter Saturday night is about 3 hours. There's something like 18 readings and hymns and oh, you name it. We were there, now when would that have been? I think about 2015, about 5 years ago. And he was short of a reader. You also need to know it needs to be after dark, which it was greatly. So we're all wandering around with candles. And he did that mass in the smaller church. So not the big one that you've seen pictures of. There was a smaller one, much closer to home. So we actually walked round to that one, but it was pitch black and the church is in a school. It's actually inside the school. So we're meandering around with these candles and he grabs hold of me and says, I'm short of a reader. And then he says, you know, chapters 1, 2 and 3 and throws this book at me. It was pitch black. I couldn't see it. I had no idea what I was going to be reading. And I said, when am I doing it? And he said, I'll give you the nod. And I got dragged up to do it. Mike escaped that one. So the Vigil Mass is long, very long, and for that reason, not many people go. They might do the Easter, the Good Friday one, but they don't do the Vigil one. So we thought, well, it's not a problem putting a radio show on. You know, most people don't go. Probably about 10% go, and the other 90 don't. Of course, this year, oh, the novelty of having a mass streamed to them. Oh, 90% of them were going. So I said, well, we'll just put some beautiful music on and I'll enjoy it. Because while I should have been watching the Vigil Mass, what was I actually doing? Editing the Vigil Mass, which had arrived. Now, was it last night? It was last night. So I'm waiting for the thing to arrive. It arrived at 7:55, as you know, because I told you. And then I went in to edit it. Oh, did we laugh? The deacon did not realise that I could actually edit video. What he thought I was doing, I don't know. But he didn't realise that I could actually make changes to the video, as it were. But he sent me a little mail to say, can you actually edit this one? Because there was a bit of a snafu at the end. The bit of a snafu at the end was the best outtake ever. So I did my duty and I took it off the end. But let's just say it made it into my private collection for my own enjoyment. So while everyone else was watching it, I was editing it and it went up. It was in record time. Did it really quickly. But I edited today's even faster. You know what time he sent today's for a 12 o'clock start? 11:55. It was up by 20 past. Absolute miracle. Right, so, I saw somebody mention Galaxy. When your son sees some in the English shops, he brings it, knowing I miss it. Galaxy is just gorgeous. It's so smooth and silky. I love it. I love it. So Kim was with us and she's saying, it's hard to wrap my head around the Christian songs for a while and then Paradise by the Dashboard Light the next minute. Oh, we played some classics, didn't we? I personally had never heard Charlie Drake's My Boomerang Won't Come Back. But, you know, people requested it, so that's what they got. We're a bit eclectic. I actually said to Mike, I love Paul Baloche. I think his songs are beautiful. So I said, I'll put this on. You know, we'll call it Mellow Hour. Mike's listening to it and he says, I love this music, he said, but do you think it's a bit rocky? And as I went in, I'm listening, I thought, yeah, it sounds like a Christian Bruce Springsteen, doesn't it? And okay, possibly a bit fast. But they're beautiful songs, beautiful songs. I was going to cut him off one song earlier. But as I'm listening to the outro, I said, I'm going to have to let him go on to the next one or it won't make any sense. It was all about Easter. So that's how all of that happened. And then people started joining us, as you know. We had two chat rooms open, one where they want to send photos of and stuff of what they're doing. And then another one, which looks exactly the same as the chat room that you're in now. So that was what we did. And yeah, we had AC/DC. We had Haircut 100. Jonathan will have no clue who they are. We had all sorts. So Jonathan says, oh, Jonathan likes Galaxy too. Right, there's three of us for Galaxy. There you go. That'll be on the menu when we have this mass meetup one day. So Jonathan loves the hymns we have. We did play Mike's favourite. Mike's favourite hymn. You want to tell him what it is?
I watched it.
Oh, here he goes, dropping everything all over the floor. Could we possibly have it without incident, Mike?
I watched the sunrise.
Yes, I watched the sunrise. It is a beautiful one. Ah, so you went to Methodist High School and know all about them. I went to a secular school. We hardly did any singing. The Catholic school was far too far away, but never mind. Right, so Anthony had chili with dark chocolate. Oh, there's... No, I don't eat dark chocolate. I don't eat chili either. Oh, no. I'm loving that, Tracy. I thought Passover... Is it 2 weeks? I thought it was 1 week. I thought it finished on the 16th, which is... Is that Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, but you could say that's a lockdown, quarantine. Yeah. Let's have a look. Number of rabbis drawing a similar conclusion. Oh, I think the rabbis have been really cool. I also thought Justin Welby, who is the Archbishop of Canterbury, was great. He did a mass from his kitchen, which I just thought was wonderful. Wonderful. You'll have to let us into the secret of how you find and play all these songs. Ah, it's not as tricky as you'd imagine. It uses exactly the same technology as we're using right now. The only tricky thing is, as you're looking for the music, you've got to be very careful you don't inadvertently start playing it. If you made it to the end of last night's show, and I know Kim did, I came back in. I nipped off before the last song, bathroom break. Came back in. What has this cable been like, Mike? It's been my nemesis for the best part of 2 weeks. It's because I'm using a pair of headphones, which was the ones, Tektronics, something like that. They're Bluetooth, and I bought them because they were supposed to be noise-cancelling and fabulous. They are noise-cancelling and fabulous, and they're very comfortable. They also work on a cable, so I can have them plugged into my main Mac. So I thought, well, I'll use these, I'll plug them in. And it was fine until I realised that the cable plugs into the right earpiece and not the left, where my cable's coming from under the table on the left. Not a big issue, you'd think. But it keeps getting caught around my foot, and that was what happened. So I came in and it was caught around my foot. There was a bit of silence while I got it out and I said, sorry, cable incident. I couldn't move. It had wrapped itself around my foot. Oh, we have another one for Galaxy. Anthony likes Galaxy. Are you Galaxy, Mike, or Dairy Milk, or doesn't it matter?
I'm chocolate.
They have already asked about your chocolate.
I know, I'm going back through the chat. I'm chocolate. I used to like dark chocolate.
Heathen.
But, you know, I then found it too bitter.
I always found it too bitter.
Yeah.
I think chocolate should be sweet and enjoyable.
My granddad loved Bourneville.
My dad did. He absolutely adored it. His other favourite was a Fry's cream bar.
Fry's chocolate cream.
Yeah, did everybody remember that? But his favourite, because that was white. Was it coconut inside it? But they also did a five fruits bar.
Yeah.
And that was his to die for favourite, that. He absolutely adored it. They then stopped making that and they only did the white one. But he was very good, you know. He could have just one cube a night and then put the rest to one side.
I couldn't do that.
No, me neither. No. A bar's to eat.
I'm just looking at Kim's comment.
Which one?
The one about Christian songs and then meatloaf.
No. Oh, Simon says AC/DC have got a Christmas song, but no song for Easter.
We're pretty normal underneath, Kim.
Yeah. We frighten people with that, don't we?
Yeah. Like, what's his name?
What?
Stephen.
Oh, yes, poor Stephen.
He must have read that article.
That was fabulous. At the beginning of our year, Mike's year as president, we had to pick a charity and we picked the guide dogs. And we got a gentleman who lives locally, very close actually, and he's blind and he had a guide dog. So he works for the guide dogs in a kind of ambassadorial role where he will go out to charity people who are raising money and do a bit of a talk and take the guide dog. And that was what had happened. So he came along and I said to Mike, I'm not having him get a taxi. I'm going to pick him up. Now, that was quite unusual because if you are the lady of the president, you are supposed to stay there and meet, greet and give wine out. And I said, no, it's more important that, you know, I make sure that Stephen and Eton get there okay. So I went off and picked him up. So we had a nice chat and then we got there and he did his piece, didn't he? And he was fabulous, as was the dog.
Yes.
Tell him about Eton.
He was doing this talk and telling us about the guide dogs. And he said, Eaton's going to be retiring very shortly. And at that split second, Eaton just flopped down on the floor and went to sleep.
The whole room was in uproar and he went, what's he done? So we let him know. But on the way back, I said, I'm taking him home as well. So on the way back, we're driving back and he said, that was fabulous. Really, really lovely. Now, he did say to me that he does a lot of schoolwork. So he doesn't go out to groups where they're older people often. It's usually schools. So he said, not at all like I was expecting. It was like a real family. And I thought, what were you expecting? But I think it was because, like, if you sold it to a religious organisation, people start freaking out. And he said, they were fabulous. It was laughing and joking. He said it was amazing. But there is this article, isn't there, Mike?
From 20 years ago in The Independent. Yes. Yeah, if you Google what is the Catenians, this article comes quite close to the top. And it's basically saying it's a secret society. Very similar to the Masons.
Whether on a watch list at MI5, it's classic. It's complete and utter hooey. I have never seen such bad journalism in my life. Oh, since the last time I looked at journalists, fan of journalists.
Do they know?
Do they know what?
Do they know?
What they should do.
What?
Which bit?
4 days.
4 days?
4 days.
Oh, what's 4 days? Go. 4 days to go.
4 days to go.
To what?
Till that's it.
Till what's it? You've totally lost me.
Till the end of the year.
Oh no, they don't know that. You'll have to tell them that. Yeah. Oh, Mike's very
excited. Master Mason.
Oh, hang on, let me have a look. I'm at the 8 nights if you're outside Israel. So you have to do an extra one.
didn't know you were Mason, Jonathan. We went to a ladies' night, Mason's ladies' night. When was it? Was it not long before ours?
I think it was the end of September. No, it's 5th of October. 5th of October.
Yeah. Oh, and Kim's father and grandfather were Masons.
Oh, it was wonderful, though. What a lovely night. They were all so welcoming. It was amazing. It was.
No, on Thursday night, our year finishes.
Yeah.
And we can't wait.
Hey, come on. It's been a lot of work because we've put our heart and soul into it. As you can all imagine. You see, the Masons got mentioned in this article, Jonathan. So, you know, tar them with one brush. And it was the pet, but it was the comments, like, you know, they're on MI5 watch lists and you have to be announced in the secret ceremonies. We're just howling. It's nothing like that. And you're, literally every place we've been where they've never seen us before, like when we went to Alverston or when we book into a hotel venue, they're like, well, wasn't expecting that. I mean, the one at Alverston this year, it was very much, you sit there and we'll entertain you. Well, that wasn't going to work for Mike, was it? Not when Queen were coming on after. So the house entertainer's doing a song, isn't she? And you were encouraged, you could dance if you wanted. So she said, you know, put this song on. She puts this, she's singing this song and she's got two backing artists, one on keyboards, one on guitar. And the one on keyboards is actually her dad, isn't it? And she starts singing. So Mike decides, yeah, that'll be good.
Well, it was Dancing Queen.
It was Dancing Queen. Well, that was all the encouragement he needed, wasn't it? So there he dived up in his Freddy outfit, started dancing. She could not sing for laughing. Before she knew it, she had an entire room full. Didn't we put a picture up of that? I think we did. I think we put a picture up on After Hours. And there was about 30 plus Catenians in a row with their head of entertainment taking a selfie with us behind. It was fabulous. So it's like a family, isn't it? It's nothing like the article. But Jonathan, you need to go and read the article now. CQ, Deb, CQ.
What's a Freddy outfit?
What's a Freddy outfit? Oh my, Simon. Oh, you don't know. Let me get a picture of Mike.
It's me as
Freddy. It's Mike.
And I don't mean Kruger.
No. Hang on, let me see if I've
I
got
want
one.
To break free.
Here we go.
I'll link to the article. I'll try and find it, Jonathan.
Oh, it should still be number one. Right. Should we go for Freddie 1, Mike?
Yeah.
Let's go for Freddie 1. There is another one involving a Catanian plate. Let's have a look, see if I can find that. Oh, yes, there was
there
Freddie
you go,
and the
Johnny.
Girls. What have I got here? Nope, that was another one.
It doesn't like me using an ad blocker, though. It's the Independent.
There you go. There's the one with the plate. Right, I'm going to put the first one in. So you'll be sorry you've asked now, Simon. There you go. There's the first one. And I'll go and get the second one. You'll be really sorry you asked. There we go. Now, oh yeah, Jonathan, go read that and try not to cry laughing. It's complete hooey. And you think the Independent. Oh, the Independent's, you know, quite a respected paper in the UK. Or it was, until I read something that I knew about. Mind you, everybody says that, don't they? If you ever watch a programme, a documentary series, or on the news, and it's a topic that you're an expert in, right, it's complete rubbish. Whatever they say is complete rubbish. Then the next minute they're talking about something else, you know, don't believe them. Because if it's something that you don't know about, if it's as accurate as the stuff you do know about, don't bother. There you go, Simon. Aren't you glad you came along? Worth it just for that.
Anyway, as of Thursday, somebody else takes over the running of the group.
And he won't be wearing a Freddy outfit. Let me see if I've got the other picky. Let me see. Nope, not that one. Oh, come on. Let's filter by image. What would I have called it? It could be one of these. There we go. There it is. Fabulous. Oh, it's just vanished. Crying out loud.
Hey, Pete's in. Can we have a round of applause for our NHS hero?
Hello, Pete. How you doing? That one didn't work too well. Let me do that again, yet again, and see if I can find it. I should really organise my photos, shouldn't I? I should. I'll get there. That looks like the full thing. Right, let me have a look at it. There we go. Simon, have you recovered yet? Good. There's another one. Oh, of course you do, Pete. Oh, the minute somebody says NHS, you just stop and clap. So how's it been this week? Busy, I should expect. Kissing the Ringle supplies. Pete, careful. Well, I had a picture that you may not have seen. You may have seen.
He is a Yorkshire boy, Jonathan.
He is,
yes.
A Yorkshire lad. You should know that, Jonathan. The accent boy. The
you
accent.
Two were discussing Yorkshire last week. Yeah. You seem to remember.
Right, let me see if I can find the other one. I probably won't find it there. Oh, hang on, I do. What was that? No. Let's try that one. Excellent! Found it first time. Don't know if you've seen this, Pete. Don't know if you've ever been to Manchester, Pete. That's outside the NHS Nightingale Northwest. You were on air ambulance last night and starting at the Nightingale on Wednesday. Oh, I hope we get to see the opening. I think the Manchester one's opening in the next few days. Hello, Graham. Happy Easter to you. Happy Bear Day. Happy Bear Day. Fabulous pictures of the bears. Oh, and the Toblerone one, Graham, on Twitter. Oh, that was just... You should have seen Mike's face. I didn't tell him what the picture was. I just got the picture up and said, look at that. What's that? He said. And then he realised. Not been the same since. Excellent. So, has Simon seen that last picky yet? Don't know what's more scary, Mike's outfits or the wooden teeth from a couple of months ago. Well, just have a look at the last outfit, Simon, and then you can make your choice.
Which one is it?
Go and have a look, Mike. So that's where you were, Pete, with the, you said the 60s decor. Never been there. You know, I've never even seen it. I've only been to Leeds a couple of times. I skirt around Leeds a lot, and I've been to the centre of Leeds a couple of times for work. But actually going deliberately for enjoyment, just the once, I think. Once or twice, I think. So the teddy's still in the window. Excellent. You have to do that, you know.
Oh, that one.
That's the one. Yeah. I think Simon, he's seen it. I was just going to say, I think he could have collapsed. But no. Which one's worse, Simon? Mike's fabulous. He really gets into the swing of things.
I am fabulous, thank you.
You are fabulous, dear. You are. Beninia Bear. Oh, fabulous. Your insurance company is giving me the money back since we're stuck at home. Oh, that is so good. That is so good. No, we're not getting anything like that here. The only thing we've had, I think, in relation to... what would you say, money back? Not money back in a way, but it will save money. And that is our MOTs. You know when I always get excited when my car passes its MOT? My car's not moved. So I don't think I've...
I think I should have
a buy for next year's, to be honest. They're giving you a 6-month MOT holiday, but that's about it. I bet they know each other, Jonathan. I bet they do. That'd be so funny.
Just go to every gynecologist and midwife and say, you Johnny Eye's mum.
The infamous Johnny Eye. You're going to ring up your insurance company and ask. That's fabulous. Why not? Why not? Petrol's cheap. Nine tubes. I wonder they're not giving it away. Water's now more expensive than petrol. Yeah, Jonathan, you ring them up and then relay the story tomorrow. Oh, my. Right, so what have we been up to? Well, we did buy requests last night. We had a whale of a time, didn't we?
We did.
Did Mass on the Death, thanks to Ned. Had office politics going on as we try and clear the office. I'm down to jewellery and medication now. Why is jewellery and medication in the office?
I don't know.
I drag the medication in, you know, like cold and flu tablets and stuff, because I'm like, I need it where I am. And then when it clears up, I don't move them. It's bad. I'll put the whole lot in a box and take a picture for you. Can't say fairer than that. I've got a COVIDiot of the day. Oh, we always like these. This one's finally been done. After six attempts. Six. That is just disgusting. But at least they've got him. I can't wait to see how much he gets. How much do you think he deserves, Mike? This is the one that went out six times during lockdown. I'm operating a shoot to kill policy myself. Just get rid of them. One of our friends was so funny. She, at the beginning of this, I actually have a text from her, and it was dated the 1st of March. Now, you had one from somebody else, didn't you? And it was all to the effect of, oh, come on, it's not the bubonic plague. So this text says to the effect, and do you know what? I'm going to get it up and I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll tell you what happened.
The email, whilst you're doing that, the email I had was when we decided to cancel all our Catenian events a few weeks ago, I wrote to a lot of the people in our group and explained, and one of the guys wrote back and said, it's not the bubonic plague. I don't see why I should not go out, basically.
Right, let me have a look.
I had a panic, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, in this tidying up the office, I've taken all the Toblerone.
I did. They asked how you're doing the chocolate, and I turned around and went, whoa, the chocolate's gone.
I've just found one triangle.
Oh, you have emergency supplies.
No, I left it there this morning.
Do you mean you forgot to eat it all day?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Right, this is the conversation. I've just remembered why we were having this conversation. Right, the conversation, this is the 1st of March, right? And it was in relation to going to church. And I said at All Saints, don't know, didn't go. All right. We weren't at All Saints today. So there was a long thing of why. And then this is it. I said, so we didn't go there because we went to the other church. You saw that on After Hours. So she says, we're free alternates. I said, reckon we should do a joint tour of the other churches on a regular basis just to play with his mind. So she says, we're free alternative Sundays. Right. So I said, loving that idea then. So this was the first day, so the 1st of March, that we didn't do the shaking of the hands and there was no wine at the Eucharist. So she replies, and this is the quote, right? Oh, my God, let's all go into mass panic, for goodness sake. This reminds me of years ago when people thought they could catch HIV from sitting next to someone on a bus. All you need to do is wash your hands. Use tissues to catch coughs and sneezes. Bin it, kill it. Catch it, bin it, kill it. This is ludicrous. Then she says, they'll never confine the world to their homes for 2 weeks in a quarantine or something. 3 weeks later, she was in lockdown. I am going to frame that, Mike. I'm going to print it out when this is over and give it to her. Oh, that is fabulous. And the other guy, it's not the bubonic plague. Well, yeah, pretty much it is. Just do as you are told and stay at home. It's simple. But you wouldn't think so, would you? Right, so Pete says he caught up with the chart. Hey! 13,000 reports of businesses still open. I mean, why? That's shocking. That is shocking. We've said there's more cars, but to be honest, about 6 o'clock, it went reasonably quiet. And I think I've only heard one or two, which is good. But that's shocking. They should be fined. And we're back to me with my elephant gun, aren't we? Would I be welcome over there sorting it out? Let's have a look. Yeah, I was hoping for a better outcome myself, Pete. We did a show yesterday called The Beautiful Game, and it was 90 minutes, get the idea, 90 minutes, about football songs and little anecdotes and stories behind them. And we mentioned Italia 90 and played Nessun Dorma. So, yeah, that was a good one, that I remember that. Well, what a week that was. Loved it. I'd love an alternative ending. I would. Do you know, my dad saw England win the World Cup, and he always said he wanted me to see them win the World Cup, but Dad's long gone and pretty much no chance so far. Oh, well. Right. Boris Jr. What? Who's Boris Jr.? What's going on? Have I missed something?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, I'm with you. The press conference where he said he was shaking hands. Yeah, that went well. Amazing. That he looks a bit rough. I've seen the video. If you've not caught up with the news, Boris is out of hospital. They took him first to Downing Street, where he did a video that he put out on Twitter. He looked very rough, but actually not as bad as I thought he might look. So good news on the Boris front. I thought the video he did was fabulous. I'm betting what was going through Pete's mind, but I won't put words in your mouth, Pete. Let us know. Because every time he said, and I'm so grateful, I'm muttering to myself, pay rise then, pay rise. Who knows, it could shake him. You know, like Scrooge when he saw the light? That's what we're hoping for.
But you didn't watch The Goodies, did you?
No. Just like I didn't watch that other thing that you liked.
The Office.
No, oh God, that was vile. No, the other one. The one that was equally stupid. Young Ones.
Oh, the Young Ones. Yes. Yeah.
And Bottom. Didn't watch that either.
Oh, I didn't watch Bottom.
I know of The Goodies, but it is sad news. I saw Tim Brooke Taylor on other things, and he always seems such a wonderful man. He's a UK comedian. I don't know if The Goodies are known worldwide. It was mid-70s. He's died. He's died, Tracy. And he died of COVID. That was quite a surprise because no one had said he was ill. It was just announced he'd died and that's what it was. So, yeah, Boris has now left Downing Street and has gone to Chequers. Yeah, I wondered about the logic of him travelling to his second home. But apparently we're letting him off because it's Boris. And his good lady is going with him. So Boris is going to be in his own little lockdown for about 3 to 4 weeks, apparently, while he recuperates. I don't recall actually seeing an episode of Bottom Pete, so I'm going to take your word for that. The one thing I did watch, and I wish they'd bring it back, Spitting Image. Spitting Image was just razor sharp. Absolutely love that. You were watching Vera. I've only seen one episode of Vera, but I've got all the rest to watch. And they mentioned Morrison, so now you know. Yeah, no lettuce. I failed in the lettuce steaks again. But I shall be trying again tonight. I'm not letting up. I am not. I had gluten-free pasta and dolmio in there. And now I want it. This is shocking, but I wanted it. The
image is coming back, isn't it?
I heard it was, but I'm hoping it's as good. I do hope it's as good. Oh, there you go.
Well, they've got March. Enough material to go at.
But the thing is, you know, things are so stupid now. You make a joke and it's like, yeah, we've lived through that. I honestly don't know. My dick, you could probably have a rare old thing with Boris's video. Oh, Donald Trump's in it. Oh, good grief. Look at Melania. is it coming? Is it only on BritBox? I haven't got BritBox. Oh, so here's the people they're doing. So the development of the puppets is already underway with Dominic Cummings, James Corden, Donald Trump, RuPaul, Boris Johnson, Beyonce, Elon Musk, Harry and Meghan. Well, nobody knows Harry and Meghan look like anymore. Bernie Sanders, Prince Andrew, Adele, Vladimir Putin. Reboot was first revealed 3 years ago. I didn't realise there was 18 series of it. Wow. But it was popular in the 80s and 90s. I never knew why they got rid of it. It made or broke careers, that thing did. I will never forget the one of John Major, Mr. Grey, and he was very grey. Oh, I hope it's coming out soon then. I'd love to see that. I would love to see that. All right. Same creative writing staff. Well, that's to be approved of. They were good in their day. We've had a bed moving incident. You mean she wasn't happy with where you left it?
No.
Where she moved it to?
About 6 inches this way.
Oh, 6 inches isn't bad. She dragged it down the hall last time. She needs to be comfortable. A girl needs to be comfortable. Leave her be. So Jonathan says he has frozen stir-fry veg tonight. You weren't impressed. Oh. We had fresh stir-fry veg the other night, didn't we? And it was nice.
Yeah.
Frozen veg is a bit tricky on the stir-frying front. It all kinds of just, well, when I do it, then a lot of my stuff ends up like that. It all kinds of just goes into a mush. No, I much prefer fresh. We'll have to do that. So what did we have last night? Totally forgotten.
I've totally forgotten.
We have, however, treated ourselves today.
Lunch.
Yes, today was very special.
We had salad. Chicken salad with spring rolls.
No, we didn't. Did we have a spring roll with it?
Yes, we did.
Did we? Oh, okay.
Or was that the night before?
I thought we had pita bread, but never mind.
We had pita bread and spring rolls.
Did we?
Yes.
I think we only had one spring roll, though, so it was okay. Yeah, fair enough. Oh, I did open 5 litres of vinegar today, though. I'm now buying vinegar in bulk. In my defence, it was apple cider vinegar, which is supposed to be incredibly good for you. Pete, if you know otherwise, don't dissuade me now. Not now. I've got 5 litres of it here. Oh, the Vicar of Dibley was fabulous. I love the Vicar of Dibley. Every Christmas, sit down and watch the Christmas one. That is actually on Now TV, which is on my iPad, because obviously, you know, we don't do the TV thing. But it's always on UK Gold at Christmas, so I did watch it. Oh, there's your claim to fame, Mike. Mike's father was in Prime Suspect, speaking role as well.
I've forgotten what he played. Jury Foreman.
Jury Foreman he was. And it was at the inquest. And it was the... Do you want to go and find which episode it was? I think it was Prime Suspect 3. It was when there was... it was a black family. And there was all an outcry. I think he died in police custody.
Jury Foreman's Prime Suspect 2.
Oh, 2, not 3. There you go.
I'll post it on.
You'll have to keep your eye out for him. Do you know, Pete, when you mentioned Father Ted, our priest is called Ned. And so many people make the mistake and call him Father Ted. I think he secretly likes it. Mind you, with our parish, Father Ted's probably quite tame. I must one day sit down and watch all of that, though. I've never seen all of it. Let's have a look. Oh, and another one, another comedy, of course, which... Could you watch this at the moment? Yes, Prime Minister. I could. I want to get the botch set. But I'm thinking it's too close to reality at the minute of what they do. So I might keep that one for a bit. Another one of my favourites, although it's not a comedy, is The West Wing. I absolutely adore The West Wing. I have a West Wing rewatch about every 18 months because there's quite a few episodes. So Father Ted's a very popular one. Excellent. So much. So miss the British comedy.
Look at that, Ted.
Where's Ted?
In Slack.
Oh, let me have a look. I'm behind with Slack.
Along with lots of angels.
I need to get into Slack. Sometimes you can VPN US Netflix and find a few.
That's cute, Deb.
I can see the ears.
There's the
oh, text. That's fabulous.
And there's her mum's angels.
We've got our angel up at the moment, but you know why? That's because we put the Christmas tree up. It's going to save a ton of time later in the year.
We're going to replace it with toilet rolls, aren't we?
Yeah.
I like Graham's picture as well.
Did you see the Four Stages clip of Yes Minister? I did. I did. And I was just crying laughing. I mean, it is... That was actually Donald Trump. Oh, she's squeezing the chicken now. Bottoms on Netflix too. Right, okay, Pete. We haven't got Netflix. What was that series on Netflix I fancied? I think it could have been The Crown. It's either The Crown or one of the others. So apparently
Jonathan met David Jason and he got to miss History and Maths to meet him.
Oh, wow. So Anthony's saying, oh, Kim's never watched The West Wing. The West Wing is a good series. That is a very, very good series. If you can get hold of it, you need to see that. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Deb's still got Christmas cards out.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Oh, I think House of Cards is currently on iPlayer. So if you can VPN through to the UK, you should be okay with that. I know you need an account, but you've probably got one. I'm sure they had...
That link's for you, Tracy.
Let me see if I can find it. There was House of Cards and there was another one, wasn't there? The follow-up. Something the King? Was it to play the King? Oh, they've taken it down for crying out loud. We all need to see House of Cards now. No, that one's not available. What's the other one to play the King? What's it was in it? The guy from Foyle's War. Play the King. Maybe it wasn't called to play the King. Oh, yes, it was. That's not available either.
Does anyone remember Filthy Rich and Catflap?
Sadly, I remember the name. Never got further than that.
It was with the same people that were in The Young Ones. So we went to see it being recorded once.
I'm loving this comment from Anthony. Apparently, when Margaret Thatcher met the writers of Yes, Prime Minister, she asked where they got the information from because it was so realistic. That's terrifying. Oh, dear. Waiting for God. I would love to see Waiting for God all the way through from the beginning. I think I might have missed an odd episode. And then, of course, there's Jonathan's favourite. Hyacinth Bouquet, no less. That was such a good series. Absolutely loved it. BBC had a lot of good comedy. You know, one that I enjoyed and I felt bad for enjoying it because I shouldn't have been enjoying it. Hello, Hello. It was very near the knuckle for double entendres, but very well written and very well acted. I appreciated that. I was at university when that was on. Oh, and talking of meeting people, I wanted to meet, I was hoping to meet the guy who played Rumpole, Leo McKern. And I was down at the Old Bailey one day and they were filming. I was so excited, said to the guy, what's going on? And he went, oh, you can just wait over here. They're just finishing up filming. So I said, what for? And he said, Rumpole of the Bailey. I'm like, oh my God, I'll wait all day. I'll just stand here. You carry on. And they were doing a scene of protest outside the Old Bailey. So I'm getting so excited. And it wasn't Leo McKern. It was Peter Bowles, who was in To the Manor Born. But he was wonderful. What a gentleman. What an absolute gentleman. So then I quite liked him after that. And I waited for this episode to be aired. And I'm saying to Mum, I know which episode it is and I've read the book. It's fabulous. I'm so excited. Gets the video on to record it. Presses record. You would not believe it. We had a power cut. And I didn't see the bit. I'd missed it. And in those days, there was no replays or anything. You just had to wait until they put the series back on. But for reasons best known to themselves, they never repeated Ron Polo the Bailey. And I waited and waited. And I thought, you know, it's free if they repeat it within the first year. They don't have to pay any residuals on it. So I'm thinking, just put it back on. And they didn't. Well, many, many moons later, Amazon had a sale on and it was the full box set of Rumpole of the Bailey. And my mum said, buy it. I want to see that bit you saw. So I've got the box set of Rumpole of the Bailey. They are very, very clever. I love that. You stupid woman. He was so good in that. He really was. I met him once as well. He lived not too far from my college at university when I was in London. And I met him afterwards. He'd had a car accident. Who remembers the great storm? Jonathan won't. He was minus two. We had an almighty storm in the UK in 1987. And the reason that everybody remembers it is some woman had written to one of the really well-known weather forecasters on the TV and said, I heard we're going to have like a hurricane tonight. And he said, well, I can assure you we most definitely aren't. And that was the weather at like 11:30 in the evening. By 2 o'clock, we were in the midst of the worst storm the country had ever seen. The guy never lived it down. It's on YouTube to this day. Yeah, Michael Fish. And I think he's still making his name on that. And that's exactly right, Pete. Gordon Kay was driving somewhere and it was a branch of a tree. It came smashing through his car window and straight into his head. And he ended up in Charing Cross Hospital, which was about 1/2 mile from my college. So every time I was going from college back home, I go past the hospital and the journos were, again, disgusting. They were trying to dress up as medics and get in and get photographs. It was awful. But a couple of months later, he survived, only just, and it did affect him after that. He had a terrible scar on his head and he said his memory was nowhere near as good and he had to learn to speak again. But a couple of months after he'd got let out, I met him and he was on his way to an appointment at the hospital as I was going past. And I just had to tell him how much I loved the series and I thought he was fantastic in it. And again, he was such a gentleman. Lovely, lovely people. He died not long ago, didn't he?
I think you're right.
About maybe a year, 18 months ago, which was sad because he was a lovely, lovely man. There's some classic footage from him of him in Coronation Street when he was a young lad. Oh, it was amazing. So different, but lovely guy, lovely guy. You've got Christopher Timothy reading all the James Herriot books. Do you know, I've never read a James Herriot book. This takes us back to Star Wars, doesn't it? I was too busy reading other stuff that nobody else wanted to read. I did watch One Agatha Raisin as well, but I must admit, I don't know what went wrong, Deb. I wasn't overly keen on it. I thought it should be fantastic, but I wasn't overly keen on it. I did like that other one that I mentioned. There was only two episodes of it. I'm trying frantically now to remember what it was called. ITV. No, the guy was called Justin. I remember him. Let's say police drama. See if I can find it that way. No, not Burnside. Oh no, it was much newer than that. Let me try 2020. Let's limit it a bit. Here we go, new series. It must be in there. Oh, that's new. Hang on. ITV are adapting Val McDermid's cold case thriller. Karen, is it Pirier? Piri? Oh, that sounds good. What's it called? Then we can all keep our eye out for it. Let's have a look. Does it have a name yet? It's ordered 3 2-hour dramas. And it's going to be The Distant Echo, first in a series about a young Scottish female detective in the Scottish university town of St Andrews. Ooh, looking forward to that now. Of course, that didn't help me find the series I was actually looking for that's already been on. So I'm going to go and try and find that. I mentioned it at the time, but it was so, so good. Good grief. I had no idea they were remaking All Creatures Great and Small. Filmed in the Yorkshire Dales over the summer of 2019, this new adaptation of the memoirs of rural vet James Herriot is airing on Channel 5 in the UK. It stars Samuel West, Anna Madeley and Dame Diana Rigg. Ooh, didn't know that either. I'm not sure, because I think the other one was perfect, wasn't it? But let's have a look if I can find the other one. Belgravia's on. Keep going. It looks like it's alphabetical. So if I could remember. Oh, who's seen Cobra? Who's seen Cobra with Robert Carlyle? That was amazing. In fact, it was pretty much, it was an electrical problem. But basically what's happened is what's happened with this COVID thing. So if you get a chance to see that, I can highly recommend that one. I'm down to the E's and F's and I'm not finding it. Hopefully I'll find it. I'll recognise the name when I see it. Oh, that series is called Karen Piri. Can't wait for that now. Noughts and crosses, normal people. Come on, come on. I can't find it. Oh, Mike, what was it called? No, it wasn't called Sweet Pea. No. Oh, the these are all together. Maybe it was the. No, no, no. I'm going all the way down to the bottom. Then I'll have to try and remember his name. Because I couldn't. They weren't. I didn't think they had a cast that was really well known. And there's White House Farm as well. Who watched that? Who watched that one? Let me know. Nope, I can't find it. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. Right, let me catch up again now. Ooh. Hamish. Oh, I saw that one. But no, I think I only saw one or two episodes. Cobra. Cobra is, I think it's a Sky One production. Cobra being in a short form of Cabinet Office Briefing Room. And it's the meetings that they have when there's a crisis on. So Robert Carlyle plays the Prime Minister. And it's something to do with a sonic flare or something. And it knocks the power stations out and they get the country back online. And there were three areas that are left. And he has to make a decision which one doesn't get this power generator. And he puts them into quarantine. Well, not really quarantine, do you know what I mean? But he puts them into lockdown. And there's civil unrest and all sorts go on. And then he's got to get this thing up to them. And, you know, it was a good series. I thought I enjoyed that. I could see they could get another series out of it. I thought it was very good. But literally within 2 weeks of me watching it, all this started. And I thought, God, that was accurate. And I remember watching it thinking, oh, people wouldn't behave like that. They'd understand. And there they were shoving each other out of the way to get bottles of water. So it was bang on accurate. I've got it via Now TV, but I think it's a Sky One thing. Let me find a link. If you can find it anywhere, you won't find it on the iPlayer, unfortunately. Let's have a look. Oh, yep, looks like there's going to be another series. It's saying it's going into 2021. Yep, new series next year. So I'll post this link in for you. If you can find it anywhere, it's definitely worth a watch. That is a really good one, that. I think there was only 6 episodes, something like that. Let me get an iPad and find out. Excellent, Jonathan. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? The first one was brilliant. Loved it. Right, where's my Now TV thing?
Now TV.
The only TV I watch. If it's not on there, I don't bother. And to be honest, if it is on there, half of it, I don't bother. I watched 10 minutes of something the other night and thought, God, that's awful. This is me all over. There it is. It's a Sky original. 6 episodes, 43 minutes each. But it's definitely worth a watch. Definitely. It's available on Now TV if you can get that until the 14th of June. Now, to get Now TV, you need a Sky account. Don't know if you need to be in this country for that. Maybe you'll find it somewhere else. Oh, Torchwood. Now, I did see some of Torchwood, which was quite unusual because I don't really pay much attention to Doctor Who, but I really loved that. Good night, Pete. That was one that I thought it was cleverly written. You can get it on Amazon. Can you? Ooh, that's good to know. I did see one on Amazon, can't now remember which one, that I'd actually watched on Now TV. I'm still looking for Grey's Anatomy. Last series, no spoilers. No spoilers. Ooh, it is. You can pay for it, though. It's not included in Prime? No, it's not in Prime yet. It probably will come to Prime eventually. Sometimes it does. Let's go to the Prime Video and see which was the one I was looking at. I watched one episode of Hunters. Have you seen that one, Jonathan? That was just too horrific for me to watch. I had to take a break after the first episode. Whoa, it was bad. Oh, I know the one I saw 10 minutes of and thought that was appalling. The Firm. It's the series of The Firm from 2012. And I came to the conclusion, not for me. 10 minutes in, I'm thinking, this is shocking.
I didn't know that was on.
What?
The Firm.
It's a series. It's not the film, the Tom Cruise one. It's a series, and it's I think it only ran for one season in 2012 in America. So I thought, oh, like that. So, you know, give it a go. Put it on. It wasn't the book, and it doesn't have to be the book to be good or be worth watching. But not only was it not the book, it was just appalling. So I didn't make more than 10 minutes. Which was the one that did come on here? I found two films that I watched. One was, well, it was the Has Fallen series. One was it The White House Has Fallen? Gerard Butler. And I've just seen that the last one's up there, Angel Has Fallen. But it's probably getting a bit silly by now. But they weren't bad. They amused me overnight. But have you seen Hunters, Jonathan? Hunters is about, let's get the blurb. No, I don't want the preview. That's what I want. It says it's inspired by true events and it follows a diverse band of Nazi hunters in 1977 New York City. And they discover that there's hundreds of escaped Nazis living in America. So they do what any badass vigilante squad would do. And they set out on a quest for revenge and justice. But there were flashbacks to the camps, and I found that very difficult. Very difficult, must admit. I made it through the first one. That was an hour and a half. And then they go down to an hour. So I'm halfway through the second one, which is called The Mourner's Kaddish. But there are all told, let me have a look, 10 episodes of this. And I'm thinking, oh, it's so difficult to get through. Al Pacino's in it, I think. Because I didn't think it was Al Pacino. I thought it was the guy from Criminal Minds. But I think it's Al Pacino. Yes, it is. Al Pacino, Logan Lerman and Jerrica Hinton, who was in Grey's Anatomy. If you get a chance, Jonathan, give the first episode a go. But don't expect many laughs along the way. It was a very difficult watch. But important. Important, I guess. Oh, there's a DVD. Look at the price of that. Ouch. Ouch. If it wasn't on Now TV, I'd probably be able to wing that to you in some form. But on Now TV, you don't download it. So, unfortunately, I can't. Are you going to give it a go? Give that first one a go. It's a bit much, but what else have we got? I was telling you about lunch, wasn't I? Had a special lunch. Mike cooked me a wonderful lunch after leaving a gift on my desk this morning, didn't you? Naughty, naughty. No gifts, we said. 28 years is fine, we said, but no gifts. And what happened?
I don't remember no gift.
Really?
Yeah.
Mind you, I did the same at Christmas, didn't exactly. I? We're not doing gifts, said Mike. Next minute, 3-foot Toblerone appeared. So I have...
That wasn't a gift. That was something for me to eat.
Well, it was, but you know, you've decided to keep it as reserves. So Mike made me a wonderful, wonderful lunch, which was one of my favourites. It's like a Chinese, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. It was chicken. It was rice. Good job I got the rice. And rolls. So I really enjoyed lunch today. Anthony said he's just bought it. Better be good. It is good. It is a very good series. It is. Hence it being commissioned for another one. Don't quite know how they're going to top reality this year, but hey, let's see them try. Always worthwhile, I think. Right, let me get back to my page. Where's my page gone? I can't remember the page. Oh, God, who saw that guy on the BBC? There was a politician, Labour politician, one of the opposition being interviewed about the COVID thing. And his kids interrupted him. And would they be told no? No, they would not. It was fantastic. He actually looked petrified, this guy. And he said, oh, no, no, this is like that guy in the Middle East. Oh, oh, or Asia, I think he was. This is going to go viral. And I thought, you bet, you bet. Right, let me get that link to that. So this was one that I thought was really, really funny. And who's heard of Walter the Cat? Jonathan Ashworth, his name was. Oh, we're getting good sharing going on there. Excellent. Excellent. I can't because it's only on Now TV. So all I can do with it is watch it. I can't do a flaming thing with it other than that. So who's seen that one? And who knows of Walter the Cat? We're family, Tracy, remember? Walter is now a viral sensation, is Walter. Walter's a black and white cat who was minding his own business, wasn't he, Mike? Poor Walter was only sat in the window having a look out. There you go. There's the story of Walter. This was because the neighbour asked his name.
Oh, Walt, yeah.
But obviously, during lockdown, asking the cat's name, bit tricky. So the person asking the name wrote it on a big piece of paper and stuck it in the window. Many days later, a piece of paper appeared in Walter's window with the word Walter on it. And they had a conversation like this for days. Walter's now an internet sensation, which is fantastic. Oh, brilliant. Promised to visit you in prison. Nothing happened, Jonathan. Nothing to see. Move along. Yeah, there you go. See, look, Tracy, we're all family. You can share with your family, Jonathan. It's fine. We'll all come to your defence. I think they're far too busy at the moment with COVIDiots. It was quite surprising today when the news came out about Boris that they actually then admitted, and only then admitted, he nearly died. Yeah, they didn't tell us he was that bad on Tuesday, did they? I think we'd all twigged. Happy to be a family, Tracy. Absolutely privileged to be part of it. And we'll bake you a cake, Jonathan, with a file in it. Most of my cakes probably taste like they've got files in anyway. I've done cake for a while, have I?
No.
Did a microwave cake once. Didn't look great. Tasted fabulous.
Oh.
Mm. You know me. What was the chances when Mum was around I'd get near the oven?
True.
Yeah, no chance. About as much chance as her getting near my computer. So you can imagine. Zero. Absolutely zero. So if you've now seen Walter, do have a look at Walter. Bless him. Do you think Lola's jealous?
No.
No, no, because she wouldn't want to be sat up on the looking out the window, would she?
This morning I'm walking down the road.
Minding your own business.
With the dog.
Mm.
And from the other side of the road, there was a couple there. And they said, morning. I said, morning back. Thinking, I don't know them, but everyone's kind of being friendly these days and saying hello.
It's like it's 1940, isn't it?
Somebody actually said on Facebook, they've spoken to more people on their street. Must live on a big street in the last couple of weeks than in the last couple of years. Well, then this woman says, hello, Lola.
How did she know?
Maybe I've seen her on the park.
Oh, wow. Lola's got her own audience now. That's classic. She doesn't go around wearing a little suit that says Lola. Have you noticed that some dogs do?
Yeah.
And there's a company that make harnesses for dogs. I think it's K9.
Yeah, K9.
And you can get them with the names embroidered on the side. The thing is, girls love Lola. Blokes are a little bit cautious that she's a bear and might bite. But if you're walking around with something for, you know, like a guy is less likely to think about mugging me if I've got Lola with me. But then if he sees the name says Lola, a Lola bear, cute dog, Lola bear, I'd be better off with a harness that said Satan on it and don't touch on the other side, to be honest.
True.
No, Lola doesn't wear clothes with her name on, bless her. She doesn't need to. It's a lovely story, isn't it? That's so nice because they're back to back to each other and I bet they've never spoken. Hopefully they'll have a fabulous thing. fabulous party when it's all over.
I think in the UK, Kim, it's illegal not to have your name on the collar, or a number anyway.
You need to have a contact number on the collar, and you also need to have the dog chipped. That's a legal requirement now. It wasn't when we got Mayor. We had him chipped anyway. That was the day he said he was scared of dogs. That went well. Idiot. Dog nearly took his hand off for being stupid. But now it is a legal requirement, so every dog needs to be chipped. You're not allowed to take them. Well, no, it's illegal to take a dog out without a collar. Lola has a collar that we put on when we take her out. But with her fur being so deep at the neck, if you leave the collar on 24/7, you get like a collar mark, which sort of on a Labrador you can brush out. On a Sammy, it's more difficult. So we put her harness on and we put her collar on when she goes out. Two leads on the harness, one on the collar usually. That's my preferred methodology. Mayor taught as well, didn't he? He taught as well. I was concerned with Mayor when we said, well, you know, we should probably have him chipped. I didn't know if there was any sort of contraindications to it, that it took some dogs bad, but apparently not. So we figured we'd have it done when he was 7 weeks old, so as soon as, rather than wait until he was older.
We'll all be getting chipped now for this NHS app.
Oh, too right. Yeah, we should have asked Pete about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the basic idea of the NHS app is that you volunteer. You know all this thing about privacy and you don't want Facebook following you? Yeah, think that. You volunteer to put your information into the government's app. You allow them to use your device to track your movements. I know, are you worried yet? If and when you get symptoms, you put your symptoms in there and it will anonymously let other users know when you've been in contact with them and you've got symptoms. I'm petrified. I thought the way they're going with this, they might let you out as long as you've signed up and as long as you fill it in. Obviously, it's only going to be as good as the information that's put in it. And I said to Mike, but people, you know, there's too much scope for vigilantism here. Like, if Mike and I have only been out twice in the last 6-7 weeks. So if we got pinged to say somebody you've been in contact with, but we're not telling you who for privacy reasons, has tested positive, you'd be like, yeah, I pretty much know who that is. If it then really took you bad. So say like I said to Mike, you know, what if you got it and died or I got it and died? You can pretty much say, well, it was either A or B. And I'm thinking vigilantism, it's just feeding it. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm looking at it all wrong. But given what I've seen with people's stupidity, like I'll just lick my hands and rub it over the food. Oh, I'll just bite a police officer. Can you imagine what they do with information from this app? So Jonathan says, I'm sure the tech companies are helping, getting something out of it. Well, you know what Google are like for data. Absolutely. And one of the companies was Google. Who was the other one, Mike?
Apple.
Apple.
If you actually look on that link that I've sent to you.
Yeah.
There's a long read. And then it says, what have Apple and Google proposed? And it shows in a sort of cartoon format the six steps. So two people don't know each other but chat for 10 minutes in a park. This sounds like Tinder.
Swipe right, move on, nothing to see.
Their smartphones automatically exchange anonymous key code. A few days later, John tests positive for COVID-19, declares his status in an app. With John's consent, his phone sends an anonymous key code to a central database, and then Jane's phone downloads the central database and checks for matching key codes, and her phone alerts her that someone she's met has tested positive.
Can I just say, the picture for number six is pretty much me. I'd be like, the only thing that's not on it is WTF. That's the point. What's she going to think about the other end? I mean, would it tell her where and when? If it didn't tell her when, how would she know where she was with the 14 days?
They've got a professor from Cambridge University who's raised concerns about how effective the tech would be unless everyone was regularly tested. Flagged doubts about the use of Bluetooth, given that its signals can go through thin walls, so there could be false flags. and warned about trolling, which is what you've just said.
Mm. I'm not one of these government conspiracy theorists. I'm not. I mean, you know my take on it. If you're out, you shouldn't be. Shoot on sight. I would take no prisoners in that. But this just looks like, really? Whoa. I mean, I don't even like my doctor having stuff on my medical record. Not that he's got anything. Well, not she has got anything on there since 1992, but that's not the point. The first thing they do when you go in, I mean, I'm glad Pete's not here. He'd be putting me right. But then Pete's not a GP. You go into your GP. They don't take a blind bit of notice of anything I have to say. They're just looking at the notes and trying to work out, you know, where the rest are. And I'm sitting there, I shut up and I just wait. The last time I went in, it was earache, wasn't it? I had the most horrific ear infection. It was that bad, hope you're not eating, but it was bleeding. So it was that bad. The pain was shocking. It was swollen and it was actually bleeding. So I thought, well, they've got to give me something for that. No, just sat there pondering the notes, saying, just a minute, I'll have to go and find the other notes. And I said, "Where? What year are you up to?" In 1991. I said, well, I haven't been since then. Oh. And I remember leaving that day, took the door off its hinges on the way out. I don't want them to have information like that. They should treat me as and listen to me, not sit there and read the notes and prejudge you. I just don't know. We did get a thing about our medical records going online. And they were selling us the benefits of it would mean that if you went into, you know, you live near Hospital A, but you're on holiday and you need to go into Hospital B, they'd have access straight to your records. And my mum went absolutely mental. We all had to write a letter to the doctor and say we wanted our records kept paper. I just think, like, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong with big brass bells on it. So let's not do that. So as far as I know, we're not, well, they certainly have not got our permission to digitise our medical records. I want to speak to a doctor and them listen to me. If you think about an animal, you take an animal in, they don't sit there pondering the last 5 years worth of notes. They deal with what the problem is now. Doctors don't seem to want to do that. I know they need to refer back to see if there's any allergies or anything, but, you know, I know I'm allergic to penicillin. I pretty much go in with a doctor. I actually do this. I've been it when I did go into my doctor, which was the late 80s, this one. I went in and I said, not too well, pain in the kidney area. Think it's an infection, blah, blah, blah. I'm allergic to penicillin. So can I have fortiseptrin and I'll see you in 2 months if I've got a problem. And she was like, yep, yeah, okay. And just gave them to me. That's the kind of relationship I like with a doctor. So Kim says your medical records are incorrect. You can't get them corrected. That's the other problem. They won't be told if something's wrong. What did I have like that? I think it was a record for a car or something. And they wouldn't correct it. It was like, no, it's right. It's in our records, but it's not right. It's in our records. Yes, and it's not right. They won't be told. So it is scary. And the tracking part of it, it's too risky. Not particularly the government having the information, because I'm not moving. I'm in the house. Nothing to see, move along. But that thing about false positives through a wall. Can you imagine somebody getting a ping to say you've interacted with somebody who's now died of COVID and it turned out to be next door? You know, through a wall. So fair enough, you were 6 foot away, you were maybe what, 3 foot away? But it was through a brick wall. If that person's vulnerable in any kind of way, they could have a heart attack. Imagine mum. You don't have to, do you? It's too terrifying. All right. Jonathan says, the only things he's discovered he's allergic to is contrast use for MRI. And they won't forgive you for throwing up outside. We have that when we take the dog in. When we take the dog into Pets at Home. They don't actually... Do you remember Mayer outside with that rabbit hutch? Yeah, he thought it was a toilet. Like, oh my God, get the dog inside quick. He's just whittled up that rabbit hutch. But they actually said they don't mind. As long as it's a number one and not a number two, they're quite happy. But, you know, you are mortified. You are mortified. So yours are digitised, but the different hospitals can't talk to each other anyway. Crying out loud. No, I don't like the digitised side of it. Your medical records are the most private thing, I think, because you can be prejudicially affected if somebody misreads them or whatever. The blackmail scope is far too much for people. I mean, there's nothing on mine. Seriously, there isn't. There's absolutely nothing on it that I would be that bothered about. But I still don't want it out there. Medicine's where I draw the line. It is. You'd like to read your health records? Wow. I'm thinking what's in mine. I think I have seen mine. You can actually ask to read them in the UK. It might be worth it. You know, when all this is over, a bit of entertainment, Jonathan, you could do that. I think it's just ease for them, Jonathan. If you can imagine somebody goes out to visit patients and you take an iPad, but then what if the iPad's stolen? So you're back to that again. Ah, so Anthony's found a problem with these tracking apps. I thought it wouldn't be without issue. I actually expected calamities. So what's actually calamitous here? Now, interestingly, did you see the slides today in the briefing? South Korea, they've got this slide and it's, what's the chart type, Mike, with the dots on it?
Line chart.
Is that a line chart?
A line chart.
Yeah, it was a line chart. And most of them, apart from America, which has just shot up, most of them are on a curve and that's similar. Apart from South Korea, which is at the bottom. And it is flatline, so they have done amazingly well. But what this is saying is, I sit at home and my phone beeps alarmingly with emergency alerts. A 43-year-old man, resident of Nauon district, tested positive for coronavirus. And then it gives you a load of work. He was at his work in Mapo district attending a sexual harassment class and he contracted the virus from the instructor of the class. Oh, my God. That's just... Oh, that's horrific. If you search online for a virus patient's case number, related queries include personal details, face photo, family or even adultery. It's all right. I'm not seeing anybody else, Mike. I basically haven't seen anybody else for at least 2 months, even in passing. Oh, this is horrific. So the city mayor released this lady's surname and then panicked residents commented on his post. Tell us the name of her apartment building. Oh, good grief. See, they're saying it wouldn't go that far over here, but you never know. You just never know. So Paul says, had a doctor comment about my blood pressure being high and I should lose weight. I told him my weight hadn't changed in 10 years. Didn't ask any more questions. She didn't go back. That sounds like us with the dog. They made a disparaging comment about the dog's weight. They had a chart on the wall and it had the height of dogs by breed. And then it had an ideal weight. The thing was, Mayo was big for the breed. He was at the very top of the breed standard. So he was way taller than this average for Samoyeds. And obviously, because of that, he weighed more. But he'd weighed the same. How old was Maya then? About 9? He'd weighed the same since he was 2. And he was, it was right for him. It was high for the breed standard. He weighed 36 kilos. The breed standard was probably about 30. So if you're working in pounds, that's about 12 pounds heavier. But he was about 6 inches taller. And they wouldn't have it, would they? I'm trying to rationalise with them. Look, the weight is that and you know, he weighs more. But look at the height. No, that's no. And I thought, you know, don't argue with an idiot. They drag you down to their level and beat you with it, with experience. So that was another vet that we left. Jonathan, don't Google conditions. Don't. It's scary. The one thing I never Googled was my teeth. Tetracycline staining. I never Googled it. I didn't want to know. Once I'd got everything sorted with my dentist, he said, Google it. Well, I Googled it. I just went back and I said, well, I'm glad I didn't Google it before you dealt with everything. He went, exactly. Oh, naughty, naughty, naughty. 5 volumes at one hospital and 3 at another. You like to spread the love, Anthony. So Deb says the hospital had you're allergic to milk, which was wrong. Oh, crying out loud. I'm allergic to gluten, as you know, and it was on my medical records. They moved me from one ward to another. And I felt somebody shaking me. What was the name they used?
Rachel.
Rachel, wake up. It's breakfast time, Rachel. Wake up. I'm like, who's Rachel? And I turn around and they'd moved me in the middle of the night because they needed the bed in the ward I was in. Shoved me in another one and not bothered changing the name. So there in front of me was like 5 rounds of toast. I said, I'm allergic to gluten. No, you're not, Rachel. I said, I'm not called Rachel either. Oh, don't be silly, Rachel. I'm like, oh my God, where's my phone? You know the phone I'm not allowed to have, I had strapped under the nightie. Yeah, I thought, right, okay, today's the day I'm going home. They would not believe I was not Rachel. So I managed to escape to the toilet, rang Mike. That was early, wasn't it? About 8 o'clock. And visiting didn't start till about 2. And I'm like, I'm coming home today. And he said, have they let you out? I said, no, I'm coming home today. So I told him what was going on. I wasn't walking too well, was I?
No.
I don't know if we've mentioned this, but this is the British NHS circa 2009. We were in the ward. I got myself signed out against medical advice, but I did actually persuade the doctor in the end. So I said, where are we parked? And he said, it's miles away. Sorry. I said, okay, let's go. And I'm out of breath. You know, I've not been out of bed for like 10 days. So I start walking up this corridor and I said, yeah, I'm going to have to stop a bit. And I'm out of breath and that. We kept going. And then I looked round and there was a window with a bullet hole in it. So I said to Mike, right, I've got my second wind. Let's go. I made the second half of that journey way faster than the first, didn't I? Mm. But you got me out. And what was Maya like when I got home?
Giddy.
Oh, he was a giddy, giddy dog. Oh, you are so lucky. If you've got a lovely vet and a lovely GP, you can't ask for more than that. I just don't bother with the GP at all, but I've got a fabulous dentist. So I consider my dentist a replacement for my doctor, and I'm very happy with them. In fact, our doctor's okay. You know, if she leaves us alone, we leave her alone. The way it works over here is your doctor, you sign up to a GP, with a GP. Obviously, it's free. Good night, Graham. See you soon. So you sign up with your GP. Your GP gets like a retainer for having you on the list. And then the more appointments that you have, they get paid for those as well. So given I haven't been since 1992, she gets money every year for having me on the list. I don't bother her. She doesn't bother me. We all live happily ever after. So I do have a good doctor, don't I?
You do.
As long as she ignores me. I ignore her. She ignores me. We're all happy. Yes. That's exactly what I thought, Paul. I think people could... I don't think we'd be that open with it here, but I think that could actually be worse in some ways because somebody could make a wrong supposition as to who had given it to them and then take action against them. I just think it's ridiculous. Not something I want to think about. But if it's that and going out or not going out, which they could make it, so maybe people will be allowed out in sort of, 2 months if they sign up to it. But there's no guarantee anybody will fill it in. So it's all too airy-fairy for me. It's not accurate enough. And I just think there will be vigilantism. We've seen idiots doing more than idiotic things, haven't we? So heaven knows what they'd make of that. Loving that one, Anthony. 3 armed police officers. Brilliant. Well, we're going to head off and enjoy the rest of our anniversary. Yeah. What were we doing now, Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, I think we're on our way back from Wembley 28 years ago. We met at Old Trafford, didn't we?
Mm.
And we'd known each other, what, 6 months, 7 months?
Yeah.
Before somebody got the courage up to ask me out. On the back of a victory.
Thanks,
at Wembley. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your lovely card, Jonathan. It's amazing. So he managed to get me all the way down to Wembley via Oxford stop off in Oxford. Then we parked up, didn't we? We got the train into Wembley.
Now you're embarrassing.
Our seats weren't together. That's a tale for another day. But they were quite close, considering. I was sat next to Ryan from Rochdale, who was absolutely as a newt. I can see two Peter Schmeichels. I hope one of them gets the ball. Yeah, he was as a newt. Then we had to get back to the car, didn't we? Then we had to go and get some petrol, but then we stopped off at Hilton Park. And as I remember it, it was some kind of, frozen food.
Probably.
I think it was like fish and chips or something. And that was the first thing we'd eaten all day. Finally, when he got me back to the door, you managed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yay, well done, Mike. And we haven't looked back since. We'll have another anniversary on Christmas Eve. That's the day. That's the anniversary of us getting engaged. And this year is 21 years. Yay! And we have an after hours on Christmas Eve. So there you go. We'll celebrate then as well. Oh, yours is the 25th. 25th of this month. Oh, lovely. How many years? How many years? Let us know. Yes, Mike was incredibly impressed with your artwork, Jonathan. Weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, wishing that he could be as artistic as you. But he consoled himself with his Excel skills. So what's happening on the news at the moment? Nothing else at the moment.
No,
good. Good. So. Let's have some quiet and let's look at Walter the Cat. Let's just enjoy ourselves for 5 minutes. Some peace. What's actually on the TV tonight that we could entertain ourselves with, Mike? What have we got on? Let's tell you what rubbish they put on for us. Something called The Nest. Not a clue.
I couldn't tell you when I last watched TV.
Dragon's Den. Nope, not for me. Belgravia. Not a Scoobies. Oh, I did find one before, though, that I thought was funny. This wasn't something that I'd be watching, obviously, but I thought it was absolutely hysterical, the way that they'd put these on. Let me see if I can find it. It'd be earlier, wouldn't it?
I've just gone to the iPlayer.
Mm-hmm.
And continue watching.
Go on.
And there's something here called Abused by My Girlfriend.
What?
And I can't see me watching that.
You could have been hacked.
No, I probably clicked play by accident.
Do you know that happens with me?
6 months ago, because that's the last time I was in the iPlayer. I hardly ever use it.
Where's that program that they had on?
And I thought, if it's on my iPad, things are still loading in and I tap something accidentally.
We'll take your word for it. Oh, there you go. This is the height of British culture. There's a program on at 10 o'clock tonight. Jonathan, do not watch it. You're far too young. You're a millennial, remember. Called Naked Attraction. Now, do you have this in the States? It's called Naked Attraction. I am aware of this because I inadvertently stumbled across it one night and was horrified. They basically have six people on a stage, stark naked, in plastic cubes. And then somebody comes on with a view. It's like a dating programme, but they're clothed, the person who comes on. And they're admiring these naked people.
Jonathan,
and then they all go on a date.
It.
Really? Jonathan, you're far too young to be watching that. I inadvertently. A great show for Mike. I'm hoping you don't mean the naked
food,
one.
No, food unwrapped does chocolate.
Ooh. Now, you see, that's much better. That the good night, Simon. That thing was just, that programme was like, whoa. And I had my little TV thing next to my Mac and I'm looking, thinking, I can't look away. What the? And I thought it was a joke. No, it's a genuine programme. It's an eye-opener, all right, Jonathan. Far too much for me. Far too much. So on that note, we'll head off and celebrate the rest of our anniversary. Did we have a number of years in there?
Tracy.
1987. Oh, you've got 5 years on us. 5 years on us. So we're going to head off and enjoy the rest of our anniversary. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back again tomorrow night when we're heading into week 5. I wonder how many weeks. Ooh, I'm quite excited thinking about it. We should get some news this week to find out how many more. But I'm thinking, Jonathan, what do you reckon? At least another 3 to 6. We'll see how we go. But it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We'll both see you next time.